From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. The New York State Public Service Commission held a procedural conference Thursday, March 20th in Albany before Administrative Law Judge Kevin Casuto. The purpose of the conference was to hear comments on the West Point Partners proposal to construct and operate a 345 kilovolt HVDC transmission line known as West Point Project, which, if approved, would run from Athens to Cortland and then tie into existing transmission facilities to deliver power into New York City. The conference was held to identify interested parties, to discuss requests for intervener funding, to determine a procedural schedule, and the necessity for and locations of future public statement hearings. An attorney representing the town and village of Athens spoke and questioned the cumulative impacts, overall need, and alternatives for the project.
Your Honor, I represent the village and the town of Athens. The village and town of Athens are the northern terminus of the proposed line and also will be the location of a number of related facilities, including the Northern Converter Station. Town and village's interest in this proceeding is self-evident given the location of those facilities. The town is also very concerned, or has serious concerns associated with the preferred route for this line, in light of the fact that the line follows along through the village, down Main Street, through the village of Athens, as well as, or in addition to other alternatives that would also have impacts both on the town and the village. Athens' primary concern is identifying to what extent the applicant has looked at alternatives and whether or not there are viable and better alternatives out there than going through the middle of the village. The town and the village are also concerned with noise impacts, the usual environmental impacts associated with this type of development, and specific to Athens, the impacts to the local waterfront. That could arise based on the location of the line where it's currently preferred, or the identification of the preferred route. We also share the DEC's questions with respect to the need for this facility, particularly in light of the statements that have been made in the AC transmission proceeding by the Commission, and also the Governor's recent policy statements with respect to expediting transmission facility proceedings. And you know, we look forward to discussing alternatives, cumulative impacts, and additional issues in this proceeding.
Thank you.
More than 30 people attended the conference in person or via video conferencing, including representatives of West Point, the Town and Village of Athens, and 8 members of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. Also present were representatives of the New York Power Authority, Champlain Hudson, the State Department of Agriculture and Markets, Central Hudson Gas and Electric, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, Scenic Hudson, Riverkeeper, the Town of Cortland, and the Hamlet of Verplank. WGXC was the only representative of the media in attendance. A note, Sam Sebrin is a founding member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. Jordan Carleo Evangelist is reporting at Capital Confidential. The borough's Foland House and Farm in Livingston, Columbia County is one of the half dozen sites in the Capital Region to be nominated for placement on the state and national registers of historic places. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced the nominations by the State Board for Historic Preservation Monday, March 24th. The borough's Foland House and Farm was cited as a rare example of Spanish mission-style architecture in a rural setting. The house and carriage house were built in 1908 as the county home of retired businessman Russell Foland. Among the other nominees are the First Congregational Church of Albany and the Washington County home of the state's first official entomologist. The sites will now be reviewed for appropriateness by a state preservation officer and then approved. They will then be forwarded by a similar review by federal officials. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, Times Union blog. The Art School of Columbia County announced Monday, March 24th, it has hired Kinderhook resident Cynthia Mulvaney as its new program coordinator. The artist and teacher Mulvaney is also the executive director of the Columbia County Council on the Arts. According to a statement released by Thomas Chulik, president of the school's board of directors, Mulvaney has been involved with public art projects throughout the region and has taught at area community colleges. Mulvaney replaces Beth Thalen, the school's first program coordinator. Thalen remains active as a member of the school's faculty and on the board of directors. The Art School of Columbia County is located in Harlemville. Looking at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today will be partly sunny with a high near 37. Tonight there is a chance of snow mainly after midnight. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Wednesday, there's a chance of snow showers mainly before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 33, breezy with a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 18 to 23 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 36 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 15. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 41. Thursday night, a chance of rain and sleet after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 32. And Friday, there's a chance of rain and sleet before 9 a.m., then rain likely, cloudy with a high near 55. And Friday night, showers are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m., and sunset today is at 7:13 p.m., with the length of the day being 12 hours and 25 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.